Hey. You must have gotten my letter this morning. You're surprised? That the letter was from me? Well, it's no big deal, really. I just wanted to talk to you about some things, face to face, away from everyone in class, and I figured the rooftop would be a quiet place during lunchtime to be able to talk to you. Nervous? Me? I'm not nervous. I'm just cold, because it's so windy up here. I left my jacket in the classroom, and I didn't want to have to go down to get it and then have to come all the way back up and then have to... what are you doing? You're letting me wear your jacket? But won't you get cold? thanks. You might not be getting this back, though. Oh, wow. Your jacket smells really good. Some kind of cologne? Oh, it's just your shampoo. What? It's normal to comment on other people's scent. Anyways, it smells just all right. Nothing mind-blowing. Look, I'm not here to stand in the cold and freeze to death wearing your jacket. There was some things I wanted to talk to you about. This week has been pretty busy, with all of these school events happening all at once. It was hard to have a chance to talk to you in private. And I didn't know how to ask you, so I thought it would be easier to leave a letter in your shoe locker. I'm actually a bit surprised you came. I didn't even leave my name on it. I know we weren't very close until recently, but after working so hard together at the culture festival, it made me realize that... you're not so bad. I honestly thought you were just like every other idiot in class, absent-minded and immature, but I guess I really misjudged you. You're actually pretty smart and caring, which was honestly a surprise to me, given the way everyone fools around in this school. This is not coming out right. I'm not here to insult you. Look. All those times you've helped me out in class, those moments meant a lot to me. I didn't have many friends after transferring here last year, but I feel like you've become someone I can always rely on. And then I started to notice. I always see you helping out someone in class. You're just really kind like that. You always make sure that everyone is having a good time. And it's easy to tell that you care a lot about people. I really admire that about you. I wish it was something I could say about myself. Anyways, now it's the start of a new school year, and, well, we will all be graduating soon, and going off to different universities, and starting separate lives. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I really like you. And I need you to know about these feelings I've had before there isn't another chance to tell you. And I would be very upset if someone else confessed their feelings to you before I could. I mean, who wouldn't? Confess to you, that is. You light up every room. You could easily make anyone smile. You're encouraging down to a fault. And if you started dating someone else, I'd just end up regretting not telling you how I really felt. Maybe it's just silly of me to even say all of these things. You're probably already interested in someone else, and you probably have... Wait. What? You like me too? This isn't some kind of joke. I guess I'm just kind of surprised. I didn't expect that you would have the same feelings for me. I know I didn't really make it obvious that I have feelings for you. Well, I was worried, of course. I mean, it would be embarrassing to act all clingy and sweet towards you if you didn't have feelings for me, too. And it's obvious that I'm not very social, and I keep to myself. I haven't exactly been treating you the most kindly, either. Not like how the other students in our class treat you. You think that's cute? Shut up. Well, don't get too comfortable with this. I'm not one to just hand out compliments to anyone, you know. This damn wind. It's just way too cold to be spring. There's a cherry blossom in my hair? Where is it? You're so close to me. So, you think you can just come up and kiss me? Because I like you? What? I kissed you? I don't remember. You must have been imagining things. Wait, you can do it again, if you want. Just because that first time wasn't very memorable. Huh? You want me to ask nicely? Oh god. Ugh. You're loving this, aren't you? Just get over here and kiss me, you idiot. Looks like we better get going back to class. Wait, let's hold hands. If that's okay. Me? Affectionate? Just hold my damn hand. You know, despite how I may come across, I really... really like you. So, please go easy on me. I'm not very good at saying how I feel, but I think I'm definitely better at showing you.